everyone, this is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thanks for joining me again. I love having you with me. I love doing these shows because this is such a great opportunity to get truly educated about topics that are so relevant for all of us, and there's nothing more important than having your health. If you don't have your health, all the wealth in the world isn't going to matter. So health is the most fundamental thing we need to be aware of. And, you know, we walk around, we carry these bodies with us, and we often don't pay much attention to their needs. We will go take care of our car and fill it up and get it tuned up and change the oil when nothing is even wrong. We just do it on a regular basis. And yet we don't really understand that the little spiritual beings that we are that inhabit these bodies, we must take care of them. We must look after them, or else they will, you know, we will suffer the consequences. Our bodies will reflect that they are not being loved as they should be. So we're going to talk about loving our bodies today. We're going to talk about what we can do to help with a really major health crisis going on in our country. So let me just preface what we're about to say with a personal story. There are many times during my shows that I've mentioned my mother, so I'm going to mention my mother again. So my mother, Ruthie, is 95 and a half, and she's had a challenging year, to say the least, but she's always kind of risen to the occasion and has, bounced back. So recently, her family noticed that one day a couple of her toes were turning very purple, almost black. That's pretty scary because you know there's a circulation problem and she already has peripheral artery disease in her legs. So the end result was that her vascular surgeon wanted to do an outpatient procedure that would go in and do an angiogram, which is they put dye into your veins. They want to see what's going on in her veins, in her arteries, and they do an x-ray. So it's toxic material. Toxic dye goes in with an x-ray, and they can see the path and if there's blockages going on in her arteries. So when they did that, they found that two out of her three arteries in her lower calf were totally blocked. In fact, there was nothing, the vascular surgeon told me, that he could do to open up those blocked arteries because they were blocked with atherosclerosis, it was plaque that was like cement in her arteries. And the one artery that is functioning, he said it's the least effective way. And there was nothing he could offer. And, you know, without circulation, we're talking some serious problems here. The darkness in her toes was diagnosed as, a serious circulation problem. It was actually considered and called dry gangrene, which is a pretty scary term, but it was not an open wound, so he feels that it will be healed in time. But nothing. He could offer nothing. So there I am with my mom, and I thought about it. It's like there's got to be something. There has to be a way to clear that plaque out of those blocked arteries. There has to be a way. I'm always determined to find a way. I believe there is a way. I don't necessarily know what it is. So as I'm asking this question, all of a sudden, Mark Becker, my good friend Mark Becker, pops up in my mind. And Mark Becker is with a company that actually is providing the answer for my mother. So I am going to introduce Mark Becker at this point, and we will continue this conversation because I'm just thrilled that there is a solution to help people who have atherosclerosis, this blockage of the arteries, and it's the basis of cardiovascular disease. It gives me hope. I mean, will it work for my mom or not? I don't know, but at least I'm proactive, and it certainly can't hurt. So let me just introduce my good friend, Mark Becker. Mark Becker is the Executive Vice President of Allied Bionutrition Corporation, based in Los Angeles. He has worked with worked as a natural product sales and marketing executive for 25 years. Mark has written more than 300 articles and has hosted or been a guest on more than 500, probably more than that, radio shows by now, for more than 35 years. He has participated in numerous endurance events, including more than 150 triathlons of Olympic distance or longer, 103 marathons, and numerous other events, including ultramarathons and water swims from Alcatraz to the mainland. He has relied on a comprehensive dietary regimen to support his athletic, professional, and personal endeavors. I'm already exhausted, Mark, and we haven't even had our interview. It's like, what is wrong with this guy? Ever since I have known you, and it's been a really long time, you've just been an amazing athlete, and you know, kudos to you. So is it more than... let's see. Have you added any more triathlons to your bio since I?
You know, it's in, and you know, I have so much sympathy for your mom. I mean, first of all, congratulations on being 95. I mean, what in the world? I mean, that's a long, long, full life. And I've got parents in their 80s, and you know, I think about them every day, and you know, and you really value their time as they get older, and you know, hopefully we can help your mother out. But no, I haven't. I had my first surgery ever, and I'm almost 58 years old. I had my first surgery ever last summer. I had a hip replacement done, and so of all those statistics you mentioned with my endurance events, I wore the hip out.
That's the downside of pounding the body.
Yeah, but there are ways to not pound on the body, and I've gotten more into long distance swimming and cycling and lifeguard events, that type of thing. So I'm still kind of satisfying those urges for, you know, those endurance endorphins, but I'm afraid running is a thing of the past. And you know, that's all well and good. At 35 years, that's a long haul for that kind of pounding. And you know, I'm ready for the next chapter.
Yes, and what we're going to talk about is really helping a lot of people get to the next chapter of their lives, because cardiovascular disease is a really big story. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to break it down. We're going to talk about this thing called atherosclerosis or plaque. And I know that people hear these terms all the time, but we often don't really understand them or don't understand them fully, and certainly we don't know what to do about it other than follow doctor's advice of statins or something insane like that.
Right.
Don't ever go on a statin. I mean, they wanted to give my mother statins at the age of 94. And that, to me, is medical malpractice right there. You know, but there are her friends in her community who are 95 or older who are on statins, and they could hardly get up and move because their muscles are so weak as a result of statins depleting CoQ10. So, so we're always looking for the natural solutions that will help. So let's talk about cardiovascular disease, and let's start with some statistics. I'm sure you've got some really compelling statistics there.
And I went online, I mean, literally probably 5 minutes before I called you, Cheryl, and, you know, it's so easy to find and just as impactful every time you look at it. You know, I'm at, what am I looking at here? I'm looking at the American Heart Association statistics. These are real recent statistics, 2018 statistics, and cardiovascular disease accounts for nearly 836,000 deaths in the U.S. every year. That's about one of every three deaths in the U.S. About 2,300 Americans die of cardiovascular disease every day, and that's one death every 38 seconds. Cardiovascular diseases claim more lives each year than all forms of cancer and chronic lower respiratory disease combined. About 92.1 million American adults are living with some form of cardiovascular disease or other after effects of stroke. I mean, I could go on and on and on here, and it's the number one killer. Heart disease remains the number one cause of death in the U.S., and that's plain and simple. And we've got to take a preventative approach and when we're young, but it's hard to tell a young person to do things in a preventative way because, you know, they all feel that they're bulletproof. and then when, once you get to a disease state, there's time that has to, you have the natural solutions take time to work. It takes time to realize the benefits. So, you know, with your mother, Cheryl, she's 95 years old. It probably took her 60 years of building up that plaque in her arteries to reach the situation she's in. So what we're going to talk about today, you know, this is not a magic pill. It's not a magic bullet. You know, it's something that takes time to realize the benefits, but we have clinical studies and science that shows unequivocal efficacy. So,
okay, well, we're going to talk about that because everyone wants to know about solutions. In fact, many people are saying, just get to the solution right now. But no, we need to talk more about what all this means. So let's start with some definitions. So when we talk about cardiovascular disease, what is it that we are talking about?
Well, cardiovascular disease is, you're talking about stroke, you're talking about high blood pressure, you're talking about heart disease, you're talking about, like what we discussed earlier, arterial sclerosis. I'd like to differentiate between those two in a bit. But all the cardiovascular events that you hear, all the common disease states that you hear are rooted in cardiovascular illness.
So it's your circulatory system. It's the arteries and capillaries and veins that take blood away from the heart and back to the heart, obviously feeding every single cell. That is what makes up what we call our cardiovascular system, including, of course, the heart.
Correct.
So we're talking about the health of our vascular system. We're talking about how flexible your arteries are, how well they are, how open they are, how flexible they are, the right pressure to get the blood back up. It's that whole system that is so critical and crucial for our body's ability to function, really.
Correct. It's you know, it's the kind of the inner workings of your body, and you need a way, your heart is a way to pump these nutrients and other healthy things through your body for your body to absorb. You need oxygen-rich blood. You need nutrients that are pumped through, and in order for that to happen, those pathways, those arteries have to be working optimally. We've all heard of hardening of the arteries. We've all heard of the closing of the arteries. You know, you hear these cardiovascular events where they've got an arterial blood clot that causes a blockage. You know, all those things. So these inner systems that are almost like what I might describe as like pipes in a building. You know, where everything flows through to make sure your sink is running well and your toilets and all that, you know, it's crucial. It's completely crucial to have that working optimally. And unfortunately, in the sophisticated world that we live in today and technology and just our lifestyles, doesn't bode well for staying healthy. You really have to stay on top of things to prevent arterial decay. So
what are some of the factors that have contributed to cardiovascular disease being the number one killer and maiming of people in this country? I mean, that, you know, what's happened to us? What is it that has so damaged our cardiovascular system to the point where it's the number one disease that is affecting Americans? And probably in most other industrialized countries as well.
Correct. I mean, you walk outside every day and you breathe the air that we breathe. There's pollutants and chemicals in the air that we breathe. that creates oxidation in the arteries. Every day when you get into a, you fight with your spouse, you have an issue at work, you encounter something that you don't like, what does that cause? That causes stress. That creates, believe it or not, that creates issues within the arteries. Exercise. I've exercised for years, and that was always a concern of mine. The free radical damage and the stress that you cause on your body just doing that, and the endurance events, that causes oxidation. Your weight. You know, I mean, we've got a global obesity epidemic, Cheryl, right? I mean, you know, the global obesity epidemic is not getting any better, and that's a main driver. You know, I mean, the processed foods that we eat. You know, you go into a grocery store, Cheryl, and you see all the bagged stuff that looks real pretty, and all the processed foods that look great in a grocery store. Well, I would say 90% of the things you see in a grocery store that bagged or white, you know, or powdered, you know, isn't any good for you. It's all processed. That creates issues within the body and the cardiovascular system.
Go ahead, Cheryl. I was going to say, it's really you know, our cardiovascular system, the health of our cardiovascular system is really reflecting the dysfunctional of our culture. I remember going to a lecture at one of the conferences about the impact of non-particulate matter, which is the invisible pollutants that come from exhaust fumes. So they're invisible. Non-particulate means you can't see any of them. But they are the most dangerous and most destructive particles that contribute to damaging the cardiovascular system. So you just think about people who are living next to busy streets, right? Living next to highways, sometimes you just know too much, Mark. You know, you can't enjoy life anymore because it's really hard to sit on a sidewalk cafe and have a lunch with the cars zooming by, breathing in the non-particulate matter. That's what I think about when I sit on a sidewalk cafe.
What's that cliche, ignorance is bliss? Sometimes it is, I guess.
Really? It's like, you know, it's not quite the same now. I have to go find some garden out in the back, you know, and sit there. But, you know, but people are sitting right on the curbs, all this traffic, and they're breathing in. Or how about the cyclists? I pity the cyclists in New York City.
True.
Oh, my God. You know, they're driving through those streets that are just, you know, 8 lanes long or whatever with trucks and cars and buses spewing out non-particulate matter. And, you know, we kind of joke about it, but the fact of the matter is it is so damaging to many systems in your body, but particularly the sensitive cardiovascular system.
Absolutely. Cheryl, it was funny because I had worked a job previously where the facility was literally right next to LAX, Los Angeles International Airport. And so during lunch, I'd go out and run just to get a nice little workout in during lunch. And I'd run on the street right next to the airport when the plane's taking off. Can you imagine?
Yeah, all that jet fumes. And
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you think you're doing something healthy, and I probably was doing just the opposite.
So all the pollutants and the toxic foods and the stress in our lives that causes all sorts of biochemical reactions to occur in the body adversely contribute to a condition that leads to damaging inflammation inside the linings of the arteries. Can you help explain and help us, guide us through the process? What happens, Mark, when the inner linings of our arteries are damaged?
Well, you don't get oxygen rich, nutrient rich blood flowing through your body. I mean, it all kind of begins with the hardening of the arteries, and I'm sure many of your listeners have heard of that term. You know, I've got hardening of the arteries, or my grandmother's got hardening of the arteries. And that's what they call arteriosclerosis, where the actual artery is getting hard. But you may not have a buildup of plaque within the arteries. And then it can progress to the condition known as atherosclerosis, which is when you get plaque buildup, you get fats that build up, you get cholesterol that builds up on your arteries, and that's when things can really get dangerous. And there are other factors that we can go into when it comes to soft plaque and hard plaque that ultimately could become dislodged and create a blood clot and on and on. So you've got the beginning stages, arteriosclerosis, and then it progresses to atherosclerosis, and I'm going to mispronounce that all day long. I have a hard time with that tongue twister. But
me
but
too.
That is when you get those fats, you get the cholesterol, you get the LDL. You know, that's how I remember LDL. It's the lousy cholesterol. You know, the HDL is the good, the LDL is the bad. You get that LDL building up on the arterial walls. And that creates the restriction of blood flow. You're not getting the nutrients. You get tired. You have all these things happening because your system is not operating optimally. It's not, the blood flow isn't getting through there. And whether it's through your cardiovascular system, like your mother, Cheryl, to your legs, or to your brain, or to your eyes, we've got our arteries flowing throughout our bodies. And if you've got any blockage anywhere, you're going to have a negative impact.
So it starts with damage to the lining of the arteries, and that damage is what we were talking about. It can be damage from toxins, chemicals. It could be damage from toxic foods. As we said, you know, the stress that creates all these harmful chemicals in the body. But they go in and they start to cause damage and inflammation into the lining of your arteries. So it's like eroding away these critical linings that are protective for the blood vessels. So take it from there. So your body starts to be damaged. All these things we talk about are damaging the very sensitive inner lining of the artery. And the body does what at that point in its attempt to protect and heal itself?
Well, oxidation begets oxidation. When your body is stressing, that creates more oxidation. You know, and the oxidation will continue to build and build and build. And this takes time. Mild arthrosclerosis, you're never going to notice. You know, that's why they call this a silent killer. The beginnings of cardiovascular disease, you're never going to notice. You know, that's why you have people, and I don't mean to be, you know, harsh, but that's why you have people dropping dead, you know, from you know, a sudden heart attack, because they hadn't realized, they hadn't seen any symptoms, you know. But you get any stressor on the body, and oxidation creates more stress on the body because your body has to work harder. You know, when your body has to work harder, that creates stress, and that builds up that oxidation, and that builds up that plaque, and that plaque is the key.
But Mark, isn't plaque the body's protective mechanism of trying to patch up a damaged lining to the arteries?
It could be, but at the end of the day, when plaque gets too excessive, then you're going to have negative health effects.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's the result of an attempt to heal and protect and repair a system that is out of balance, but the body just continues to build up. I mean, is that correct? Is that a correct understanding of what this plaque is? I mean, plaque doesn't just show up for no reason at all. It has a purpose.
No, and again, there are those factors that we mentioned, and we forgot to mention the biggest one of all, smoking. You know,
And I want to mention another one, by the way. Now that we're for adding in things, one of the major or a significant cause for chronic inflammation and damage and oxidative stress and free radical damage, as it's also known, into the arteries is the exposure to electromagnetic fields, EMF. So our Wi-Fi devices, which emit all this microwave radiation, is directly damaging the heart and the whole cardiovascular system, which is why it's associated with increased risk and incidence of heart disease and cardiovascular disease from exposure to EMFs, which is why I am on the warpath about the, you know, indiscriminate use of this technology without protection, because it's known that this technology is contributing to heart disease. So I'll throw
Greg,
that in there.
Greg, yes, there are so many factors. And again, as we mentioned previously, you know, the age of technology and what we're exposed to and what we do in our daily lives. I mean, the EMF, Cheryl, I mean, oh, my God, you know, we're around it all the time. I'm around it all the time, you know. There's so many of these things that we do every day that we take for granted every day. You know, when you walk outside and you breathe, you know, and it's having a negative impact. I mean, I live in the L.A. area, you know, not known for its air quality, you know. All these things, you know, create free radicals that creates that oxidation on the arterial walls, and it's just an impetus for you know, cardiovascular deterioration.
Okay, so when we talk about cardiovascular disease, you mentioned heart attacks, you mentioned strokes, you mentioned high blood pressure. So let's make some distinctions about what these conditions are and what's going on in the cardiovascular system that leads some people to have a stroke, some people to have high blood pressure, some people to have an actual heart attack, a cardiovascular event like that.
Right, right. I mean, with high blood pressure, basically, that is those are the arteries closing up and making blood flow much more difficult. That creates the high blood pressure. I mean, when there is not necessarily closure but restriction, that creates that high blood pressure reading that you get from your doctor when you go in. Whereas a stroke, you have any number of issues that could happen. You could have a blood clot that goes into the brain, into the heart, you know, and again, that's a piece of oxidation, that's a piece of plaque possibly breaking away from the arterial wall, and that's what is so dangerous, and that could cause any number of events. So the stroke, you know, and again, we talked about, you know, brain. We talked about, you know, your mom's leg, Cheryl. I mean, it can happen anywhere in the body. It doesn't have to happen central or around the heart.
Well, it probably is happening everywhere around the body. I mean, if you have damage to your cardiovascular system, if the lining of your arteries are being damaged from all the things we've talked about, it has to be happening everywhere in the body. There are just some places that are more or less the breaking point where it shows up. But the whole system is diseased, really.
Yep. Yeah, no, and you're right. And typically when, you know, the farther away from the heart you get, you probably have and you experience problems, there's probably a lot larger problem that you have to look at.
Yeah. So okay, now you're working with a product that is really unique, and the reason why I thought about you immediately when I was really, you know, desperate to find something I could offer my mother to help her circulation, see if we can clear some of that plaque that's totally closed her arteries. And I talked to you, and you were hopeful. You gave me some encouragement, and that is based on a unique product that you are involved with in your company that has demonstrated some amazing benefits. So let's talk about what this product is. I'm sure people would like to know.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I'm so proud of this. I'm working with myself, and I've got four Israeli partners. I've actually got a Southern California medical doctor he's an internist working here in LA, and then I've got three Israeli-based partners, and this is an Israeli biotechnology, and we all know the Israelis and how brilliant they are, and they're world leaders in biotechnology and in innovations related to biotechnologies. But this is a licorice root extract that literally can reduce arterial plaque. We've got a 2016 published clinical study that shows significant arterial plaque regression. And this is a double-blind, placebo-controlled, the whole deal, 94-person, one-year clinical trial that shows arterial plaque regression as a result of taking our extract. Now, one thing I want to emphasize, and this is our big marketing challenge, is when you hear about licorice root and you Google licorice root, you're not going to get positive results when you Google just straight licorice root or DGL or whatever. You're going to see actually that sometimes one of the negative side effects is that it increases blood pressure. Well, that's the wonderful thing about our biotechnology is that our biotechnology is a special extraction of this molecule that creates all the wonderful cardiovascular benefits. And it not only creates arterial plaque regression, and that's the biggie, but it also creates impact on reduces LDL, reduces total cholesterol, and reduces blood pressure. And we've got a 2016 study that shows that, and you can access the study at our website. And one thing I want to mention on this arterial plaque regression is that we actually quantitatively measured this through a process called CIMT, and that stands for carotid intima media thickness. And so we actually measured the thickness of the arterial wall of the 94 patients in our study, and then 1 year later, measure the wall again using CIMT, and the result, there was more than a 10% decrease in the thickness of the arterial wall. You know, and so this is shown in our study, and this is why the results of our study is so profound, because of this quantitative measurement where we actually went inside the artery and measured the darn thing. You know, wow. So that's why this is so powerful.
And it's unique to get such a reduction.
It is, and we found the LDL and overall cholesterol reduction and blood pressure reduction, you know, as side benefits because of the arterial plaque regression. And it's so key, Cheryl, because this regression is a fantastic regression. The regression does not reabsorb into the artery. The plaque that is peeled away does not reabsorb into the artery. And this plaque, it peels away that soft plaque that we were talking about, or this, our extract peels away that soft plaque that we were talking about. And it literally flushes it out of the system. It doesn't reabsorb back into the body. It literally flushes out of the system. So it doesn't redeposit elsewhere. It literally cleans it out. And that's just an unbelievable thing to me.
So normally, if people are clearing plaque with other means, it can dissolve and go through the body, but then reappear and
reabsorb. Yeah, it reabsorbs in the body. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So
go ahead.
Well, no, I mean that. I find that really fascinating that you're able to dissolve the plaque. Does it help to heal the? When you talk about, you know, the LDL and the cholesterol, you're talking about all of the damage that's happening and building up on the inside walls of your arteries, right? So it's clearing
right,
out.
Yes.
It's like cleaning house, and
it completely is.
Right, and then dissolving these particles that are blocking the flow of the blood, but also helping to heal as well. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Yes. I mean, it's one of the most powerful antioxidant biotechnologies in the world. I mean the ORAC, the oxygen radical absorbance capacity, is off the charts. And I'm not sure if your listeners have heard of ORAC before, but the nature of this removal of plaque is unheard of, and we've never seen anything like it before. And the health benefits that are realized, I mean, you know, when you're starting to get older, or maybe you're starting to feel the effects of some of this stuff, and you go walk stairs or you do something like that and you get out of breath, or maybe you're you're playing with your kids and you know, you're quick to get out of breath. These types of basic things that you do in everyday life are made so much easier. I mean, it even helped me with my endurance racing, Cheryl, because when your arteries are cleaned out, that creates, again, we talked about oxygen-rich and nutrient-rich blood going through your arteries, and that creates a nitric oxide effect, where all you got all that additional nutrients and oxygen in the body that creates increased performance and energy, and for me, it helped me with my endurance and made me last longer, you know. And you're going to get all these benefits by taking the extract, you know. But one thing I really need to make clear, you know, because again, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is not magic bullet time, you know what I mean? It took, you know, if people that are taking that have got these conditions, you know, it took you decades to develop. It's not gonna go away in 2 weeks, you know, a month or whatever. You know, you gotta take this thing long term. You'll start to see some benefits in 3 months, and then very real benefits, you know, after 6, 9, 12 months. But that's something you have to realize. This is not ibuprofen, or, you know, you got a headache, you take aspirin or whatever, and the headache goes away. This is something that you're addressing the symptoms, or you're addressing the cause and not the symptom. And so you're reversing a chronic condition.
You're reversing a chronic condition, chronic inflammation, and the effects of chronic inflammation. And that's why it is a process that you have to stick with, because it's chronic. It's been there a long time.
It's
just not something that can disappear overnight. So obviously, as you were stating, athletes are interested in this product if it's helping them with their energy levels and endurance.
Correct. I mean, nitric oxide boosters, I love them. And you hear about the standard ones, the carnitines, the arginines, those types. You know, but our extract serves as a big time nitric oxide booster, just by virtue of the fact that it is sweeping away all that bad plaque, all that fat, all that LDL, sweeping it out and literally out of your body. You know, so.
I was going to say what I hear from you is that this is the extract, which is known as arterial sustain, correct?
We've got two products. One called arterial sustain. The other called one called cardio sustain. The other called arterial sustain. The cardio sustain product is a 100 milligram product. And as I mentioned, I can't emphasize enough to our people that are 20, 30, 40 years old, you know, prevention is the best way to do things. You know, and all you're going to do is enhance the quality of your life as you age. You know, I mean, I can't drive that point home hard enough, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, if, you know, most young people have that bulletproof attitude, and, you know, if you get not necessarily to disease state, but to a state that, you know, okay, something's going on, I got to start addressing my health. You know, the 200 milligram product, the arterial sustain, is the way to go, and the 100 milligram product is going to prevent the oxidation. It's going to prevent that buildup. It's going to prevent the plaque and the fats and the LDL from building up in the arteries. The 200 milligram product is the one that's going to sweep away the plaque. It's for people that are already in whether they're in disease state or pre-disease state. You know, that's the one that's going to sweep that oxidation right out of the arteries. So it's important to note the difference. You could use the CardioSustain product and take two capsules every day, or you could use the CardioSustain product, which is the one, which is the 200 milligram. You could take one capsule every day. Either one works just as fine. But you got to differentiate between prevention, 100 milligrams, or you're something that's going to address an issue that you may have developed, and that's the 200 milligram product.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, making that distinction. So I want to go back to this licorice extract, the fraction of the licorice extract. Do you know the history? What's the history? How did these Israelis who were researching this even thought to look at licorice?
You know, that's a great question, and frankly, I don't know. There was an intellectual, it was a PhD back in the 70s, is Professor Ryan, and he's the one that started all this research way back in the day. And he had a sense somehow, some way, of the efficacy of licorice. And I'm a little surprised that, you know, when some of the negative press came out on licorice, you know, the Israelis didn't jump all over this, or didn't jump all over the people, you know, and rebut a lot of what was being told. Because some, you know, the regular licorice products, you know, can spike blood pressure, and they don't have the profound arterial plaque regression benefits that ours has. But Professor Ryan back in Israel in the 70s started it, and then we had a 2004 study that showed a reduction in oxidation, a published study of 55%. Back in 2004, and so there was a group of scientists then that discovered the efficacy of this extract and this special extraction of the molecule. And truth be told, we're working on even a better extraction. We've got our current extraction, and there's another extraction coming out in the ensuing months that could be even better. And so, you know, I just envision the statistics we referenced earlier, and darn it, you know, everybody should be on this thing. I mean, truly. I mean, because the prevalence of all those cardiovascular conditions that we mentioned, stroke, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, all those, diabetes, all those has, you know, is rooted in arterial health and cardiovascular health, and the lifestyles that we all lead that impact to us really beating the heck out of our internal system, our internal arterial system.
Well, that's why I wanted you back on the show, because since this is an issue that's near and dear to me, and it's something that is so well researched, and I know, as we were talking before the show, there are things you can't even say right now, but there are studies that are being conducted and patents about to hopefully be approved. Show that this product is quite unique and quite effective. And that's something I'm always searching for. I want to find the best possible solutions, natural solutions to serious problems, without people having to spend a fortune or take, you know, millions of products. I'm always out there looking for what is really going to work. What's the best of the best? And
right.
You know, this product really impresses me so much because it's a company, and as you were saying, this company is investing more right now in clinical research than in marketing it, right? I think you...
It's true. It's in my Israeli, because I'm a marketer by trade, you know, and even though I practice what I preach and I'm into the health, your listeners would laugh at me, and we've talked about this before. I take so many dietary supplements, you know, from powders to soft gels to capsules, from digestive health products to joint health products to bone health products, you know, to my amino acids and whey proteins and all those things, you know, and probiotics and such. So I, you know, I'm a firm believer of all of this, and it's just important that people understand the the beauty of natural solutions to health. Don't stay away from the drugs, and you know, because at the end of the day, and you know, that's why I love ND, Cheryl Selman NDs rather than MDs, because MDs are schooled in drugs, and I've been thankful enough to talk to enough MDs where they understand. They're not taught this in medical school, you know, and it's just a shame, because you know, all they know is drugs, you know, and it drives me nuts. And you know, you listen to a 30 seconds drug spot on TV, and the 20 seconds of it goes through the side effects.
Yeah.
You know, and there are no toxicity issues with our extract. There has been, never been an adverse event. None of that. You know,
well,
you're not going to get lightheaded.
You're
not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there has been no occurrence, negative occurrence whatsoever, anytime. And that's the big deal with the FDA. The FDA's got a self-reporting mechanism where consumers give consumers a platform to submit what they call adverse events, and we've never, I mean, this product's been sold widely in Israel for decades, and we're trying to get distribution in the U.S. market, and the nature of this extract, the nature of this compound is completely safe. Completely safe. No,
right, so no contraindications. It's not
none,
no
none
one
whatsoever. Yeah. I mean, you could take it. You could take it. In fact, we've got, you know, for people that are all into their statins and that you know, that are, you know, if there's a psychological thing and they have to take their statins, you can take this as an adjunct to the statins and use them both. So and you'll still get benefits. So
I have a question, Mark. I have a question.
Yeah.
If you're taking the arterial sustain, which is a 200 milligram, which is a high potency one, if people double or triple that amount, if they wanted to, could they get faster results?
They could. They could. I mean, it's yes. You definitely could. At the end of the day, you know, I mean, I'm spending $500 a month on natural solutions to my health. It's all a dollars and cents thing, you know. So,
right. It's possible if they wanted to, for whatever reason, if they want to accelerate their healing or clearing of the arteries, because it, you know, we talk to cardiovascular system when we talk about that. You think about the arteries and the heart, but we don't necessarily think about the system, the arterial, the vascular system that's feeding our eyes, feeding our brain, feeding all the organs. I mean, those arteries and capillaries could get occluded, could get blocked from plaque as well. So that's why it's such a, really, it's a systemic support, isn't it?
It completely is, you know, and I mean, you think about some of these awful conditions, for instance, like Alzheimer's, you know, and that's just massive oxidation of the arteries of the brain. You know, and causing all kinds of, you know, I mean, just, you know, unbelievable consequences for the person suffering, you know. The word is oxidation, and that is where it all starts. And to what degree of oxidation that you suffer is going to be, you know, what, you know, the adverse effects that you feel. You know, I mean, but again, you know, these symptoms take decades to develop, you know. So I can't encourage enough your younger users to do the 100 milligrams a day, you know, and prevent that oxidation. You're going to get oxidation just by breathing the air you breathe every day. You know, you got to get on it, because it's going to happen.
So, Mark, you were saying this is used in Israel. It's been a product that is available in Israel and has been used for a period of time. How long has it been available?
It's been available in Israel for 15 or 20 years. I mean, since Professor Ryan. Yeah, I mean, it's been it was funny because it's been a patented product in Israel for decades, and they just really didn't have any, you know, have any. I mean, they just didn't market it globally. You know, and I have no idea why. I don't have any idea why they didn't, you know, and I mean, it's, you know, it's, yeah, I mean,
so do you have any,
so
kind of, as we're coming to the end of the show, do you have any, any testimonies from people who have taken this product, who've called in and shared what's happened to them?
We have. I mean, we've got testimonies. I mean, we've got part of our.
Do you have one
that
stands out, or a couple that stand out?
We have a lot that stands out. I mean, there's one that a woman talked about being heavy and taking our product and not only being able to lose weight but to be able to participate in some of the physical activities, and she mentioned the details of the physical, you know, the physical nature of activities and the swimming, you know, the events that are similar to what I do in Israel, you know. And so another person that was actually in the military, you know, and it was a senior military person, and you know, the Israeli army is very well thought of over there, and what they were able to do after taking our product, you know, a career military person. You know, so I mean, we
what happened? What was he? What happened to him? What do you,
he was
what,
able to? There was all kinds of, you know, the, you know, a lot of those military drills they have people do. Anybody that's listening that's been in the military, the things that they make you do, the physicality of some of the drills they make you do, even boot camp. You know, I mean these physical, you know, the exertion, these exertion, you know, episodes that that military folk do. I mean the adrenaline that flows through, and when you're in a military situation, even if it's just a drill, you know, and the increased endurance and energy and performance.
Right. So that improved by taking the.
Yes. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it's, you know, and that goes back to the nitric oxide effect, you know what I mean? It's, you know, you get that, once you get that, those arteries clear, man, and you get all that oxygen rich, nutrient rich blood flowing through your system, it's like night and day. It's like night and day.
So let's give everyone listening the website so people can go and check out the product, or they can get a clinical study sent to them if they want to look at the science behind it, right?
Yes. And there's a couple of areas on the website I want you to check out. I do want you to check out our team, because we couldn't have more of a group. And Cheryl's an advisory board member, folks. So she's on the web. She's on her.
Got to be good.
Well. Yeah, right.
Got to be good if I'm on the board. Give the website, Mark.
Okay, the website is Allied, ALLIED, Bio Nutrition, just how it sounds, .com, ALLIED, Bio Nutrition, like biotechnology, bionutrition.com. Go to the website, and it's a comprehensive, very well done website. Product is sold on the website. Finished product is sold on the website. You're going
to
see.
Place you can buy the product. I've
that's the only
place
you can buy it. At this point, we're about ready to sign a distribution agreement with our bulk extract, and you're going to see a heck of a lot more prevalence of our product through other brands. So look for that. Yeah, we're on the verge of signing a huge distribution agreement for our bulk extract, where we're going to be selling our powder.
So it's going to be an ingredient. It's going to be an ingredient included in other formulations by other companies.
Other formulations or standalone formulation. You've got all kinds. You've got all kinds of product development, product formulation opportunities with us. I mean, you can mix it. You can mix it with other antioxidants, CoQ10, green tea. You know, we're working on something else, and I probably should mention it. So I won't, but you're going to see a proliferation of our extract on the market in the coming months and years. You truly are in other products, other brands, part of other formulas, and as part of some of the more major products that you take every day this our extract added to these products is going to make these daily products that you take every day They're going to become leaders in their area.
So we're going to be able to take this licorice, this unique licorice extract as a raw ingredient, and add it to lots of other products, so people can really start getting true results. What do people look for? Is there a patented name for the raw material that will be put in other ingredients that people can look for?
Not yet. We're working on that.
Okay.
We came up with our branded ingredient name and our this distribution partner I was talking to you about. They may want to change it, and that's just to drive sales for them in the market. So I don't want to confuse that.
All right. Well, when we know what it is, we might have to do another show and let people know about it. But
sounds good.
But okay, here we are, the end of our program, Mark. So packed full of great solutions, and I love providing solutions for people. So everyone listening, check out AlliedBioNutrition.com. The more maintenance product is called Cardio Sustain, but the therapeutic one is Arterial Sustain, and that's to help clear out the arteries of the blockages and any damage and whatever may be obstructing the flow of blood in your arterial system. So that's pretty awesome stuff, and I have friends on it, and like I said, my mother is taking it, so I believe in this product, and I love the fact that we have something that's safe, natural, and effective with clinical studies behind it, Mark. So thanks
correct,
for the great
correct.
Job you're doing.
And a couple of other quick points. Again, you can summons our study to on the website. All you got to do is it just says ask for our study. There's big bars on the website. It'll send you. All you do is provide your email address. It'll send you a study. We're not going to hammer you with promotions and stuff. I promise. If you've got any questions, shoot an email on the info@alliedbionutrition.com. That comes right to me. So if you've got any questions regarding the study, because the study is pretty technical, please shoot me an email at info@alliedbionutrition. It'll come to me, and I am very responsive. I'll get back to you, I promise.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mark Becker, for being with us. He is the Executive Vice President of Allied Bionutrition. And to all of you listening, hope you enjoyed the show, gathering more resources so we can support ourselves and the ones we love. And until next time, always remember to honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.